Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm so excited you could join me today. As you all know, well, now some of you all may not know, I am Sade Dennis. This is Sade Speaks here on the PWE Radio Network. And, of course, PWE stands for Professional Women Entrepreneurs. And I'm so happy that you all could join me. Listen, today we're going to be talking about business and wellness, right? Now, many of you all think that those two things may not go together, but I want to let you know that they do. They really do go together. And today I have an amazing guest that I'm really excited about having on our show. I tried to get her on a few weeks ago, but she's so busy and our schedule got mixed up. And I'm fortunate enough to see her on a regular basis at one of our meetings. I think I've told you guys about WBO, haven't I, which stands for Women Business Owners. Well, she is the executive director of the organization, as well as the CEO of her own company called New Dawn Marketing. Her name is Dawn Jackson, and we have her here today. So, Dawn, without any further ado, I would love to invite you to share with our audience. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
And thank you for having me, Sade. I'm so happy to be here.
So now, Dawn, you heard me mention business and wellness. First of all, do those things go together or should they go together? Kind of help us out with that.
You know, Sade, it's a necessity that they go together, and I'm going to tell you why. And then I'll tell you how this conference, It's All About Me, Women, Business, and Wellness Conference, actually came to fruition. We've always heard the saying, if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of anyone else. Well, if we don't take care of ourselves, we certainly can't take care of business, and certainly not our own businesses. And that is really the premise upon which this conference was born. 10 years ago, yes, back in 2005, during one of the monthly meetings of our organization, the Women Business Owners of Prince George's County, we featured a wellness expert who basically gave us that opportunity to breathe and let down and just let go of all the things that we tend to hold, you know, just in ourselves. We put on our faces in the morning and we are about business. Whether we are hurting, whether we are just exhausted, we keep on going. We burn the candle at both ends, and because we wear so many hats, we're business owners. We are leaders. We are moms. We are daughters. We wear so many hats. So our business day could take, you know, the whole 9 to 5 and more. But when we come home, we're in our new roles, you know, our new leadership roles, our roles as moms. So we really don't have any time to take care of ourselves. And we become guilty of that even on the weekends, which tend to be devoted to the people that we love. So at this meeting back in 2005, there were a lot of tears, a lot of, you know, heartache, and a lot of the things that we had been carrying, health issues. And one of my colleagues who was working at IKEA at the time, I shared with her, I want to do something about this. What can we do where we can have something just for business owners to get what they need to enhance their businesses? But what about enhancing ourselves? So together with Alita Kimmett, we came up with the It's All About Me conference. We executed it right there at the IKEA in College Park. It was a half-day conference.
Wait a minute. You had it at the IKEA?
We had it on the sales floor of IKEA. So you could walk and look at furniture. And we had vignettes set up where there was everything from how to start a business, the essentials, 360 of business planning, you know, it was on the floor. So it was very interesting. Customers could walk up and say, hey, what are you all doing? Hey, this is for women business owners. Well, I'm a women business owner. Well, come on in. And it was just like that. It was amazing. And then we also featured massages and lunch with a keynote speaker. It was something very simple, but it was received so well. We ended up at IKEA for the next 2 years, and then grew out of IKEA, and Aaliyah went on and was promoted throughout, you know, her career. And we are now celebrating 10 years. 10
wow.
years of paying homage to the woman behind the business. So, Effie, it's all about me, Women's Business and Wellness Conference. Business owners get everything that they need to be filled, you know, for their business, the enhancing workshops, not about, okay, things that you've heard before, but things that are actually going to help your business to grow to the next level and beyond. We make sure that every time someone attends any of our meetings or any of our workshops, that they have a takeaway that is so impactful that they can apply it that day to start making changes and changing their bottom line and changing their world. Because right alongside of our business-enhancing workshop, we have our wellness education activities, fitness demos, nutritious food preparation demos, a panel of the top health experts in everything from women's comprehensive health to our mental health, our nutrition, even our dental, paying attention to our dental health. Not a lot of people realize that, you know, what's happening inside of your mouth directly affects your heart. So
wow.
These are things that we are bringing to this audience of women business owners, whether you are a seasoned woman business owner, you've been in business for 3+ years or 10 to 20 years, or you have that business in your heart, you just haven't started it yet, this is the place to be on May 12th. From 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., if you do nothing else, take a day, set aside a day for you. That's what it's all about, me. It's all about.
Wow.
I'm excited.
Wow. I mean, it's really exciting. I wonder because just from some of the stories and, you know, I don't even want to call them testimonials. I'm going to call them testimonies.
Mm-hmm.
I want to call them testimonies because some of the women I know for a fact who have, you know, experienced the business track and the wellness track, they have said that they went and, you know, learned something new and took it to their doctor, and it has saved lives. I forget the woman's name, but she just talked about how she, I don't know if it was a health screen or something that she, you know, encountered there at the IM conference that literally helped her save her life. But I know you've heard stories like that. Just can you share some of those with us?
Absolutely. When I tell you the passion that is behind this conference, it's something that I look at. It's not something that we should do. It's something that we must do. It's something that I can't help but to be here and present this, because if there's one person in that audience that has helped, and, of course, she'll remain nameless, but I had someone come to me and tell me that this conference saved her life. And I was like, oh, that's great. You know, you started seeing a doctor, she said she felt almost suicidal.
Mm-hmm.
And she had already registered for the conference and just said, I'll come. And she was able to hear things about, you know, life that made her realize, you know, wait a minute, why am I even in this place? She said, so I'll thank you. This conference literally saved my life. And Sade, I tell you, that it took my breath away. It took my breath away because, you know, it doesn't even have to be all the way to that extent. As much as someone may say, you know what, I have been putting off going to the doctor, I'm going. I'm scheduling an appointment. I have been avoiding the dentist for years. I'm going to schedule an appointment.
Wow.
I'm going to restart my fitness revolution for, you know, and I'm doing this for me. And at the same time, they've attended a workshop on how to put together an advisory board or getting access to capital. There are so many things that take place within the walls of where this conference is taking place, because what tends to happen is we become our businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially you know, when you're you have employees that you're managing, or if it's you as an independent person, we become our businesses, and so we're taking care of our businesses. You know, we as we take care of those, you know, people in our lives who call us mommy or honey, or we take care of them. So we invest in them. So if you're investing so much of you into anything, it's something that we must always turn and look back in that mirror and say, well, what about me?
Now, question, it's interesting you mentioned that. I was talking with some friends yesterday, and we just talked about how many times we, you know, aren't focused on our health and our wellness. Why do you think that we, you know, as entrepreneurs, as leaders in the community, I mean, you would think on one hand we would understand that our health and our wellness, as well as making sure that we are getting up to date in business and all of that, why do you think that we don't take that time? I mean, are we not really fully, is our thinking not expanded on that area? Because if you think about it, it's essential, right? But then why don't we do it?
You know, I think that there's so many answers to that. I mean, historically, if we even look back, you know, to our foremothers took care of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
They took care of us. They took care of their household. They took care of other people's households. We have, you know, we've learned, it's a learned behavior to be selfless. And that selfless kind of incorporates into, you know, these people are depending on me. This project is dependent upon me, so I must deliver. I must deliver for reputation. I must deliver to continue to grow. And I must deliver to, of course, do the best for our top priorities, which are our family. And you stay busy and you stay in that. And we're all a work in progress. We literally have to unlearn a lot of those behaviors and, you know, set aside that day, that time, you know, to take care of ourselves, and more often than not, because we all need that mental health release. We all need that time to decompress, to get rest. And, you know, that's big for me, not getting rest. So I know what it's like to not have it and what it does to you. So when you know better, you have to have that kind of push to do better. And I think that that is one of the biggest things I want people to garner from it. No one is perfect. No one is doing everything right. But we are all trying to get to that place where we even, define our and within our own lives what that sense of balance might look like.
Wow.
It is something. I mean, I tell you, Sade, there are times where I sat down, taken a deep breath, and said, oh, my gosh, I should be doing this. I should be doing that. Like, I'm guilty. I feel guilty for resting.
Right.
Where does that, you know, when did I get this way? You know, and I catch myself and I say, wait a minute, no. I deserve this. I deserve this and more. And that's what we have to realize. We are deserving of being the best we that we can be.
Absolutely. Now, what do you say to that person? Because I have to admit that I used to be one of these people who, you know, at one point I was at every conference, every meeting, every speed networking event that I could get my hands on to. And then I kind of stopped that and I called myself kind of, you know, focusing in and making sure that I was focused my work. And then I kind of stopped for a while. And then, of course, as the pendulum, you know, became more balanced, I now am more strategic about what meeting I'm going to, and I'm so happy that I got connected with you guys and what have you. But what do you tell that person who feels like, you know what, this may be just another conference, or this just may be enough? And even if you're not either the listeners are not in the Washington, D.C. area or the DMV, you know, for me, you know, the DMV, that's what folks are calling it now, right, but the metropolitan area. But whether it's a conference in the area or what have you, or perhaps even if the conference travels, what do you tell that person to feel like, I don't want to come out, or I don't need to come out? What do you tell those people?
You know, I understand. That's actually a great question, especially if you come from that position of, you know, I've done this. I've invested. I've gone to this conference, this meeting, that activity, and it hasn't garnered me any business. You know, I hear that. And what I would say is, first and foremost, is we get out what we put into anything that we do. So when it comes to getting involved and attending different things, you know, you have to make a decision once you've gotten an impression or you've attended, you know, this business activity this many times, you know, do I want to continue to be a part of it? But also get engaged, get involved. There's so much for us to do collectively as women business owners, whether it's being on the forefront of legislation that's directly affecting us, whether it's, you know, having our voices heard when not decisions are being made for us, but we're leading those decisions. Mm-hmm. As a collective, we are so much stronger. And if someone is like listening, okay, this conference sounds like, you know, it is interesting, but why? The why is because it's something that we deserve. There's no other conference that is going to address women's business and women's health under the same roof in the aligned way that we have done here. And we've designed this conference just because of that. We oftentimes, as women, are very subconsciously apologetic for being women. And what I mean by that is, you know, women are emotional. Absolutely we are. And that is why we live longer, because we express, because we don't have to hold it in, because we don't have to pretend we don't feel. And, you know, I wish that, you know, I wish for our men out there that expression could be, you know, so many times, you know, man up, be a man. You know, well, what does that mean? You know, and what, you're acting like a woman. Well, thank you. That's confidence. It's a compliment.
Absolutely.
As far as I'm concerned, because women, you know, we carry this world. We are the mother of this earth, and this upon our backs, all these things happen, whether we brought forth life or whether we're helping to sustain it. So I never, you know, whenever I hear someone say, oh, a woman shouldn't be here or there because she has to take care of the kids, but guess what? You're right, and she does that and takes care of you, and she can take care of this business too. So
absolutely.
That's what excites me about women business owners, because who else does all that? So why not have a day set aside to take care of you? Get that business information that you can directly to apply to your business, but also take time to have massage therapist extraordinaire Robin Phillips give you a chair massage, or learn your numbers with Jean Fletcher, where she's taking blood pressure, taking your weight, so you know your numbers.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't often do those things because we're so busy. So I say to that person who's looking at this, this is an investment in you. Your investment, you've reaped it from the first workshop that you get. But we not only will have several workshops, several panel discussions, fitness demonstrations, yoga, Zumba, healthy lunch, healthy breakfast, those things that we need in a day. So when you leave that conference, you will say, this has been unforgettable. I'll be back next year.
Wow. And then what's interesting and really exciting about this year is that it's going to be such a beautiful venue. I had the pleasure of doing some things over at the Marriott in College Park, Maryland. It's connected to, it's where the University of Maryland, University College, has a lot of their events, and they have some affiliations and what have you, but it's just gorgeous. The artwork, the scenery is so
right.
Relaxing. You know, when
we are literally in a museum, Sade. You're absolutely right. And not only that, we're in a beautiful venue, but we're also we're celebrating our 10th anniversary. And
wow.
We are doing it big. We're doing it big, and we don't want anyone to miss it.
That is really exciting. You know, I want to let the listeners know how to get connected with the conference, and then I also want to ask you, Dawn, just a few of the, you know, what's going on in marketing these days. You know, so before we talk about that, how can people get more information about the conference?
We encourage everyone to go to our website, which is WBO, like Women Business Owners, .org. There you will see a beautiful silhouette of a dancer who's celebrating life. That's Mariah Hilliard. Got to give a shout-out to my niece. But click on that. It goes to our dedicated website where you can find out how to register, what you're going to get, meet our presenters. You get to see our keynote speakers, as well as the history of It's All About Me. So that's WBO.org.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, I'll be presenting a workshop, you know, Effectively Branding Yourself Online. So I'm just excited. This is my second year presenting, not only presenting, but sitting in on the workshops, doing the yoga. I'm really, really excited. It's so funny. I was talking with a colleague of mine. We're talking about yoga, and people have their, you know, this or that to say about it. And listen, this woman I was talking to, she's a pastor. She's a bishop. She said, listen, I do my yoga. Honey, she said, I do my Bikram yoga. I do my yoga. And she says, you know, you whether or not you into the practice or into the, she said, I go for the exercise of it all. So, you know, don't let anything hold you back, she said, from yoga, because you go, you meditate on scripture. If that's what you want to do, you go. And so I'm just excited this year. I'm going to sit in the yoga class. I'm going to do my yoga. And I am just really looking forward to it because I know I need it. I mean, I do business. I'm with the children, with the family, husband, what have you. And I'm just looking forward to not only presenting and sharing, but also receiving. And that's the thing.
Absolutely.
That I get from, this is my third year going, attending, and I'm just, I mean, I'm looking for it. I'm looking forward to it, just all the speakers, all the experts, and the Zumba, the dancers. I mean, it's really exciting. It's just not your standard, not your ordinary conference at all. So I'm excited. Now, what I didn't share with you all, I kind of mentioned in the beginning of the broadcast, but Dawn is a marketing guru. Dawn, can you just share with us just a little bit about, you know, some of the folks, some of the big organizations that you've worked with? I know it was Black Entertainment TV, a lot of other really big organizations as well. And just tell us, what are some of the trends, and kind of give us some tips. What should small businesswomen owners be focused on this time, as many resources as we have, social media and whatnot? Tell us about that.
Well, first of all, my company, New Dawn Marketing Group, we're a full-service marketing consulting firm, and we specialize in elevating and enhancing brands really beyond expectation. And to answer that question, I want business owners and anyone who's looking for marketing to know that there is no, hey, this is a trend, so jump on, because it really depends on the type of business that you have. Also, what your goals and objectives are. Some people want to market to grow. Some people want to market to break through clutter of competition. Some people want to respond to something that might be happening in current events. So it really depends on what your goals are. So social media, traditional marketing, my opinion is that you should have a presence in both on all platforms that your audience participates on. If your audience is big on social media, you definitely need to have a presence there, particularly if your competitor's there. If your platform of traditional marketing, PR, has been, you know, successful for you, definitely continue it, but change it up. Always be willing to refresh your brand and to stay relevant and stay consistent. So however you look on your website should be how you look on your business card, should be how you look in your email signatures, and that's how you should look on any social media platform that you participate in. So what's big is where you need to be and what you are doing.
Wow, that's a hot tip. I can probably go on and on about that. Woo, guys, this was an information-packed show. I hope that you all had your pencil and pads, right? I didn't mention that, but y'all know I do every single Thursday. They bring out your pencil and pads. But we're grateful that Don could share. Don, how can we get in contact with you?
I can be reached on my website, which is newdawnmarketing.com, and that's N like Nancy, U like Umbrella, Dawn like my name, marketing.com. And I also encourage people to give me a call, 301-430-0044. Anyone looking for a strategy in branding or even website, graphic design, or just marketing education, please, you know, hey, give me a call. Let's talk about it and figure out how we can elevate that brand.
That sounds good. That sounds good. Well, folks, it has been real. This is real talk. This is getting the information as you all need it. And besides information, guys, solutions, right? You know, information is one thing, but solutions is another. So we're excited. Again, this is brought to you by PWE Network. You all haven't joined. Listen, our Facebook group is over 9,000 women and our fan page like 5,000. So listen, what are you waiting for? Hook up. Get informed, you know, learn to collaborate and just share. It's an amazing organization. Of course, I can be reached at ShadeDennis.com. My Facebook is facebook.com/ShadeDennisMS. Again, I'll see you all next Thursday. Well, not see you guys. You'll hear me, right? Because this is Shade Speaks. But thanks for joining us. Until next time, be fabulous, be empowered, be extraordinary in all that you do, and we'll talk next Thursday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.